The biggest danger to cyclists in cities like Pittsburgh isn't the punishing inclines, it's getting hit by a car. Now, a new grassroots project in Los Angeles is helping folks navigate the ins and outs of traffic in something called bike trains. Alex Schmidt reports they hope to make the most of traveling in groups.
It's 6:45 a.m., and Barbara Insua is busy packing a bag.
I have the pants. Here we go. I have the shirt.
Insua will ride 7 miles from her home in Pasadena to NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, where she works as a graphic designer. Insua only started doing this ride a few months ago.
It was kind of a daunting because, you know, 7 miles to the lab, I didn't know how to do it. You know, I'm not an avid cyclist, so.
Enter bike trains. Basically, it's commuting by bike in groups. Each bike train route has an experienced conductor who guides you. Insua especially likes that these volunteer conductors offer new riders door-to-door service from their homes to the train.
He came and picked me up at my house, went way out of his way to get me to bike for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then I was conditioned. Then I was brainwashed.
We set out on this chilly morning to meet up with the rest of the bike train nearby. This commuting concept came to longtime cyclist Nona Varnado when she moved to L.A. from New York. She found that riding here was completely different.
I realized that I needed a one-to-one personal education on how to ride around the city. I needed to be shown this street, this is how you cross an intersection.
Varnado figured others could use the same kind of help. Since launching bike trains in May with just a few routes and zero budget, the system has grown to a dozen, covering Los Angeles by as much as 20 miles each way, like the route from Silver Lake to Santa Monica. Still, bike trains are far from seeing mass adoption.
Either way, the arm straight out to the left is indicating.
Back on the Pasadena route, we link up with Charles Dandino, our conductor. All in, we're 5 people. The most popular routes see about 10. Dandino gives the safety rundown.
With your hand facing downward, that indicates stop. So you want to signal these a little bit early, give cars as much notice as possible, as communication is going to be your best protection.
I commend them for trying, but it seems tough.
Herbie Huff is a policy researcher at UCLA. She says there are lots of obstacles to taking part in bike trains. Huff thinks infrastructure, like bike lanes, would see the biggest win, and a concept like bike share could be an easier entry point.
In order to go on the bike train, you need to already have made a bit of a commitment. You need to already have a bike.
And then there's the issue of safety. In fact, on the morning of the ride, a car cut through the single file of bicycles, missing one by just a couple feet.
That was a dangerous maneuver.
So perhaps the greatest obstacle to bike trains is that drivers don't like sharing the road.
It's like they enjoy taking up the lanes.
Jackie Burke has lived in L.A. her whole life, and bicyclists slowing her down drive her crazy.
It's very frustrating to the point where I want to just run them off the road, and I've actually kind of done one of those drive really close to them kind of things just to kind of scare them, to try to intimidate them to kind of get out of my way.
With road conditions like those, it's no wonder our conductor has been playing a mellow soundtrack, piped through a small speaker during the ride. Bike trains move at the pace of the slowest rider, so even though there have been some hills and an aggressive driver, all in all, it's been pretty pleasant. We arrive at Insua's office about 50 minutes after we started.
How was the ride for you?
It was hard because I don't take that route very often, but we made it. We're here.
And with that, one converted cyclist heads into work to start her day. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt in Los Angeles.